Hello again, this is World Pastor Tony Alamo. Today we're in the 42nd part of How to Have God's Life Living in You, and this is program number 144, and at the end of this program we'll be telling you how you're able to get a copy of the tape or CD of program number 144. We have several letters, and right now I would go up to the throne to ask the Lord to anoint this service. Lord, you've blessed us, those of us that are born again of the Spirit. There is no curse that can come upon us. There are people trying to curse us all over the world, Lord. But if you have blessed us, then there's no curse that will work against us. There are small minds that believe that we are to be cursed, but Lord, you said we're blessed. Therefore, we ask that you bless the people that are hearing this broadcast, Lord. Let every word be directly from your throne. Anoint every word that's said, the letters. And fill my mouth, Lord, with your Spirit, your words. That this be a program from you so that souls can be saved and the church be strengthened, edified. Father, we ask that you destroy all the works of Satan in this world. There's so many of them. And that you pour out your Spirit upon those that are hooked on drugs and pornography. And those that are into pornography, Lord, show them visions, signs, and wonders that you did me so that they can pull themselves out of that. And also all the other false doctrine in this world, Lord. Let people pour out your Spirit upon all flesh. Let the preachers preach it by the power of your Spirit. In Jesus' name we pray, and everyone says amen.
Amen.
All right, where's the first letter from?
From Punjab, Pakistan.
Okay.
Dear Pastor Alamo, I got this newsletter from a person, which I read. I was very much impressed. It changed my life suddenly and compels me that I should surrender my life completely to God right now. And now I want more of this literature to win other souls also. This literature is a soul-winning material, and it contains a lot of prediction. Pakistan is a Muslim state, and I want your help to do this work and also your protection. I will distribute this literature not only to Christians but also to Muslims, that their lives should also be saved. Please pray for me, and I'm now waiting for the literature. God bless you and your ministry. Fahim from Faisalabad, Punjab, Pakistan.
Yeah, praise the Lord. Where's the next letter from?
From Democratic Republic of Congo.
Okay.
My greetings in Christ, our Lord and Savior. I would like to thank you from the bottom of my heart, Pastor, because I have definitely received a large quantity of your books about the Messiah. I have also received your articles, which have done so much good for those who have been reading them, and the ones about the Pope, which has created a tremendous debate here on the university campus. In distributing your literature, I have only one prayer, which is that the university campus may be packed with a great amount of saved souls so that the evil, the occultism, Satanism, and atheism will disappear among the head professors and their assistants, as well as the students at the University of Kinshasa, among whom I have been living around for more than 25 years. I also want to take the opportunity to give you my t-shirt and sweatshirt size. I wear size medium. I want also to ask you to pray for me in this way of Christ so that I will always be strong for his service. Pray for me so that I will find work to make finances too, as it has been more than a year already since I have finished my university studies. The group I am working in would love to have two large print French Bibles. The next time I will send you some pictures of the distribution of the literature on the university campus at Kinshasa. May the God of glory, who is coming soon, not stop doing good towards you for the great work that you are doing for the greatest glory of his holy name. In the name of Jesus, Sister Nadine from Kinshasa, Democratic Republic of Congo.
Okay, and you have another one?
Yes. From Morrow, Georgia. Dear Tony Alamo, I heard you speak on the Roman Antichrist agents, parts 6 and 7. And I heard you call out some TV personalities in religion renouncing them as false. I do not have any problem with that because I desire absolute truth. You started your program today by saying that God allows pressure to come upon us to make us stronger.
Well, that's what's happening to the United States and the world. There is pressure coming upon us. If you don't think that the terrorists are pressure and God is allowing it to happen, and if you don't believe that the tsunamis and the earthquakes and all these different things, the diseases, are pressure coming from the Lord, well, then you should you should seek the Lord more, because these are pressures that are definitely being caused by the Lord. I heard one of the ministers on the air. It was the same man that wrote the late great Planet Earth. What's his name?
Hal Lindsey.
He was saying that this tsunami that came in has actually turned the world off of its axis a bit. And he said there are 7 other cases where it happened before as well. And I was not able to get over to the television set to get a copy of his program, but it was really something, because this man, from what I understand, I don't know him personally, but he does a lot of research the different technology today, and comes up with these things. He says it actually turned the earth around, and that's why we have the different there's a change in the weather and all the other things that you see in the world today. And the Lord stated in his word that he's going to put the world, he's going to move it off of its axis by his spirit. And his spirit is the one that causes the flood in the days of Noah. His spirit is the one that sends the earthquakes and all the dreaded diseases. Hal Lindsey was also talking about all the different dreaded diseases that they have today, and that they're not able to stop them all. And he was talking about a lot of other things that I wish I would have gotten a hold of that broadcast. Maybe you can look him up on the website and see that message and get a copy of it, because I'd like to research that myself to see if this is actually true. Because we're to check everybody. I don't mind if you check me out. And I'm sure that Mr. Lindsey will not mind it if I check him out also. I check everything because I want to make sure. I'm not saying that these things are true, but this is what he said. Amen? And so I want to check it out. And if it is true, I'm going to check the research and everything. We have people in the ministry that does that sort of thing. I haven't got time. I have to stay in the Word of God. I just don't have time to get into technology and all the other things that some of these preachers are able to do. But a lot of the things I agree with Hal Lindsey, but I am totally against his approach to once saved, always saved. That's absolutely bogus. It's rotten. It's false. It is not true. The only security you have, eternal security, is if you keep the commandments of the Lord. When he says you can sin and still have eternal life, if that's what he's saying, well, then he's a liar right out of hell. And so he sounds extremely credible when he's talking about the different technology that has shown him and scientists that the world has been moved off of its axis, so to speak, and turned around in a different degree. That would be true, and it would make you to believe that everything that he says is true. But if he's saying that you can sin and get into heaven, he's wrong. He's definitely wrong. All right, you cannot. If the Lord tells me to look into a cave or into a wall and I do it, and there's people around that don't believe I'm led by the Lord, that's their problem, because I do what the Lord tells me to do. And sometimes it may look like to some people that I'm doing something wrong, but the Lord shows me things to do and I do it. I like to keep up with what's going on in the world, and the Lord wants me to do that. And so therefore, I wouldn't be able to bring these messages if I didn't know the time that we're living in. And these things that Hal Lindsey is saying lines up pretty much with the scriptures. But he has the most... when I read that late Great Planet Earth, the last chapter of it, it was the most demonic doctrine I've ever read in my life, except the doctrine that I read. It's the same doctrine that the Seventh-day Adventists have in this E.G. White book, which is... I forget the name of the book, but it's the same kind of demonic eternal security doctrine that is, which God's Word is so much against. All right, and so, yeah, check that out on the website, and we'll tell you folks what my findings are. All right, and then what else you have there?
You stated that you have been in the ministry for 41 years.
41 and a half years now, okay? And then what else?
I heard in you the voice of experience.
Yes, there is experience in my voice, and wisdom, and understanding, and knowledge. Then what? Because it's not my voice, it's the voice of the Lord. All right, then what?
I have some questions.
Good. Then what?
For one, should we not be involved in the political process?
No, we shouldn't. We are the political process, which is strictly from Rome, has nothing to do with us whatsoever. If you get involved in it, it's a waste of your time, and you're getting involved with the Antichrist doctrines and political laws that it's just everything is legal now that is illegal with the Lord. Abortion is legal. You don't want to get involved with something like that, do you? Okay, and murder. That's first-degree murder, murdering children. And so this is an Antichrist government. And, if we get in there, we're going to change. You're not going to change, and it keeps getting worse every year. Homosexuality is made legal now. Marriage is illegal, which is of the Lord. You have organizations that it's all right if they take people out of the streets or out of churches and take them and send them to what's that springs?
Wellsprings.
Huh?
Wellsprings.
Wellsprings, and they take their Bibles away and beat them up and everything. There's just another case like that we were confronted with this evening. Some people that we know, because of the fact that some of the people are leaking out things about what they're going to do to us. There's a bunch of backsliders out of our church, and the government knows that the most lethal weapon that they have that they can use to make a church look evil is backsliders, people that we put out of the church for lying. Like there's Mr. Lee King that we put out of the church for lying. And we put out his wife went with him because the stepdaughter was fornicating in the church. And so we put them out. And so now the girl is, they're beating her up because they want to join a group of people that say they're going to do something wicked to us in the month of June. All right, well, this is, the government is keeping those people going. They're paying them because they're constantly putting pressure, and they know if they can get enough backsliders together, then the government knows that they can use them in a very special way, because in a courtroom, what they do is they say, we were there. We know what's going on over there. And these people haven't even been in the church for some of them over 20 years. And they know that we were supporting them. We won them to the Lord and led them to the baptism of the Holy Spirit. And there isn't anything that we did that was wrong to them. And they left. And now the government's paying them for so much money that they will not stop. They're supporting them. And if people want to believe them in a courtroom, there's nothing that I can do about it. This is the same group of people, they've added a few more, that brought the false accusations against me in the Internal Revenue Service case that railroaded me into prison for 4 years. And the government's using the same ones again. and some other ones. So they all went to this Springs place. They brainwashed them. Well Springs? Right. This is a place where it's a deprogramming place. In other words, they want to deprogram Christ out of you. We're preaching Christ to the world, and that he's the one that created all things, and they say that that's a cult. The ones that say it's a cult is the Roman Catholic cult. This Wellspring is another division of the Catholic Church. It's the part of the Antichrist movement. They're the same ones that are against the Bible. They're the same one against the Word of God, which is the Bible. They're the same ones against God. They want to take God out of courtrooms. They want to take they want to take Christ out of Christmas, and they want to take people that are in the strong work of God. They want to go in and take their Bibles away and brain damage them. I've been told some of the things that they do to them in this cult, which is Roman Catholic, the same as the CFR, Council of Foreign Relations. This is all coming from there. And so what they've got cooked up, I have no idea. It's just a bunch of lies. They will soon find out. I'm just too busy in the gospel field to even be concerned about it. But you'll hear in the future of what it is, I'm sure. They're getting ready for another major news media attack on us. And this Hal Lindsey was telling how that the news media has fashioned the way that people think. It's they make you think of this to a point where you can choose whatever you want to think. There, it doesn't leave you any room for knowing the truth. It's just like, here's something. You people judge. Here's something else. You people judge. Choose which one of these things you'd like to believe. All of them may be false, but you just choose whatever you want to receive as truth, is what he was saying on the broadcast today. So when you're looking up Hal Lindsey, see if you can get that particular tape. But it was very, very good because, and you know, and it seems like the entire world believes, Jesus said the whole world is deceived by this freedom of choice to believe whatever lie you want to believe. Now, they don't give you an opportunity to believe the gospel, because even in school, if you tell people that you're going to go to the library to look up Christianity or so on, they're going to come against you with full force. That's how much the world is against Christianity today. And I really don't want to give any more time to this subject here. But it's for sure, you're believing, you people out there in Radio Land are believing extreme, many, many lies. The big lie was coming, but it's here today. And the lie is from the father of liars, Satan. The spirit of Satan has entered all these people that were once saved, and now they've got seven demons more than was cast out of them in the first place. And they're seven times worse than they ever were before they were saved. And that's why they're so believable, because God has actually even allowed those demons to enter into them, because they turned their back on God and they turned back to Satan. And the unclean spirit took seven more devils into them than there was before. And that's why Satan, the world, satanic one world government, which is from Rome, city of the seven mountains, and the government and the news media is able to use them in such a dynamic way. They know that they have, and the government knows that they have become the most credible witnesses because of the fact that they once were in the church, and they just keep hammering and using these kind of people. It's like the government, once they know that they can get somebody that was in the church, and if they can frighten them enough, they can then offer them the ability to get out of prison if they will lie about you. And some of them start out by saying, no, we, for instance, Birgitta Gyllenhammer, she is one of the princesses of Sweden. I just happened to have been married to her after Susie died, my wife Sue. I won her to the Lord, and she received the baptism of the Holy Spirit. They came to her. She called up on the phone because she decided that she didn't want to go to church anymore. She fell away. And that's why it's so wrong for Hal Lindsey or anybody else to say that once you're saved, you're always saved. No, this woman is not saved. And the Lord says for us not to have anything to do with the unfruitful works of darkness, and for us to put people away because we're not to be unevenly yoked with unbelievers. So she wanted to go to different nightclubs and hang out with the movie stars and everything because she was a dress designer and the Princess of Sweden and actually the heiress of Volvo Automobile Company from Sweden and Ramlösa Water and all these other things. So what she did, she called up one of the sisters in the church, and after I separated myself from her, it says, the government is coming to me and telling me that I have to tell lies about Tony. And she says, what should I do? Ask Tony, can he meet me someplace in Hollywood so he can tell me what to do and what to say? They say, if I don't say these things, they will take my $3 million home in Pacific Palisades away overlooking the ocean, and they'll take my 2 dress shops away. So she didn't want to, but then they frightened her. They told her that she was going to be deported to Sweden and never be able to come back to the United States of America. And her house that she loved so much, it was the house that was formerly owned by Les Brown, the leader of the Band of Renown, Les Brown's Band of Renown. And so I just said to the sister that she talked to, I says, tell her I'm not going to meet her because I know that she's going, I know the kind of person she is. She's a weakling, and she's turned her back on the Lord already. And so it's not going to be any big thing for her to say to the government, well, no, Tony did this and did that he's been taking money and spending it really big. Well, how in the world would I have been able to build hundreds of homes for people there in the church and feed them and clothe them and house them every day? She's a big liar. This woman has so much money, why would I have to give her any money? She has Swiss bank accounts and everything else, but she wanted to stay in the United States. So I just said, do what you're going to do, Judas. I know you're going to do that, because I never gave her anything. While I was, while we were married, I paid for the house payment on that house up there, which amounted to about $1,200 or $1,500 a month, and that was it, because a man is supposed to support his wife. But when she turned, after receiving the baptism of the Holy Spirit, and wanted to go to these satanic nightclubs called Touch, that was owned by Hugh Hefner, and a whole bunch of other places, I said, "Look, you've received the baptism of the Holy Spirit, and you're not to go there. And if you're not going to come to church, I'm going to there's going to be a separation here." So we separated, and this is the thing that the Lord told me to do. And then all of a sudden, she started committing adultery. Well, I can leave her for that reason. And any of these Catholics, they say that you can't. The Bible says you can't. The Lord said, if they commit adultery, you can leave them for the cause of fornication or adultery. Amen?
Amen.
Okay, so I did. And then she calls and says, they're threatening me. And I says, she said, who? And the government. I says, she's definitely going to tell a bunch of lies. So we're sitting in the courtroom. And they said, how much did Tony Alamo give you every month? And she says, $40,000 a month. We weren't even taking in half that amount, and all of the money that we took in went for the support of the people at the church. Okay, so this is the thing. Then they had another guy named Barry somebody that was in prison. What's his
name?
Barry Haynes. He was in the church, and they told him, he got busted for drugs, and they told him that you can come out of prison if you'll tell that Tony did this or that it was having double books, 2 sets of books. and that he was abusing children. Well, of course, he leaped at the chance because he was going to do, from what I understand, 30 years in prison. It's no big thing after he turned his back on the Lord anyway and started taking drugs and all that. The government even provides drugs for these people. And so, you know, if you want to believe that kind of people, well, then that's up to you. Now there's this other whole rash of people. There's just one after the other that have still, now they reformed them again after this is the 12th year that they did that. They railroaded me in, and they're conjuring up something that they say they're going to do or to me in June. So I'm just waiting by, standing by to see what this one is going to be. But naturally, I mean, if we were not of the Lord, you would not be seeing the things happening to us that you would. Mm-hmm. The Lord says that everyone that lives godly in Christ Jesus shall be suffer persecution, and they'll say all manner of false things about you. If I would join them, if I'd go and smoke pot with them and drop pills with them and associate myself with them instead of turning my back on them, why, they wouldn't be attacking me as they are. So why would Satan attack me if I was of Satan? The Bible says that Satan will not cast out Satan. And if they say that I'm of the devil, then they've blasphemed the Holy Spirit, and they say there's nothing for them to lose. They just want to live as comfortably as they can on this side of eternity with government money or whatever they're giving them, immunity. And so Birgitta said this lie about me that I gave her $40,000. And so I told my attorney, Jeffrey Dickstein, I said, ask her, did she pay taxes on the $40,000 a month? Why in the world would I give her $40,000 a month? But you're not allowed to say anything. Then they also in the courtroom say that you're not allowed, my attorney's not allowed to say any good things that I've ever done in the world. Or any of the millions of souls that I'm winning to the Lord, the people that I'm feeding, clothing, housing, and all these things, and the homes that I built for them, and the operations that I paid for them, and the people that were healed in the ministry from the power of God, and all the things that we had done for, we're not allowed to say that. So when you go into the courtrooms today, the satanic Roman Catholic Antichrist courtrooms, you're not allowed to say anything. And the media says all kinds of things, and they'll say they're giving you an interview, and you're standing in front of them, and you can see it on TV. It says your mouth is moving, but they're saying the exact opposite of what your mouth is saying. And so it's just a kangaroo court. It's being railroaded. Every time I see somebody doing that, just their mouth is moving, the media, some announcer is saying something else, I know that that person is being railroaded. All right? And so anytime they're building somebody up on television, I know that the person is a Roman Catholic. And any time they're tearing somebody down, I know that they're a good person. So, and you, of course, you, if you're not saved, and also if you're not, if you haven't experienced the things that I have and many other Christians, you wouldn't know these things. But, the Lord has led me to tell you about this sort of stuff, and I could go on for hours telling you of the dirty dealings that the government, the One World Church, and the actual news media does to people. They're just the most filthy bunch of devils on the face of this earth. Actually, in the courtroom, there was a man from the Church of Christ, which is a bloodless cult, and I've been saying that, and so he told Jeffrey Dickstein, my attorney, that he's the leader, and Dickstein had just, I just prayed him through, and I married him and his wife, his high-powered anti-IRS attorney. So what happened in the courtroom, they told my attorney, they said, if you don't sell Tony Alamo down the tubes, we're going to send you away because there's 13 years that you have not paid income taxes, and you've written this book of how to beat the IRS. And so my attorney sold me down the tubes during that. He told me to say the take the Fifth Amendment 13 times when I actually was on the stand. He was asking if I knew Lydia Willis, and it was just nothing for me to say yes. He said, no, say the Fifth, take the Fifth. And so he says, or I'll quit you right now. And do you know Sharon Alamo? I said, I wanted to say, of course I know my wife. And do you know Michelle Jones? Yes, I know her. But he just says, take the Fifth all the time. Oh, my God, that was a stupid thing for him to say. I couldn't understand what his strategy was. But I found out at the end that the IRS district attorney had told him that it threatened him. If he would not sell me down the drain, if he would fight for me in the courtroom, then he would go to prison for 13 years minimum, 1 year count for each time that he didn't file for the IRS. And they were even going to try to give him more for writing the book and all the other stuff. So he had won several cases for me before, but once they threatened him, even my attorney sold me out. And he tried to make it look like I was married to a bunch of wives, and that I was a child abuser. And then they called these different other people in, and they all were told what to say. And they all were schooled over and over again by the district attorney of the Internal Revenue Service, and they were all pretty well collaborating with the same story. Yeah, I had a double set of books and all these things. And if I would call people in to prove that I did not have these books and all that, they said, then we're going to bring in the heavyweight liars. And then it's for sure, you know, we're going to just lay you low, and we're not going to allow you to bring those in. And the judge stated that you can only have like 4 or 5 witnesses. Okay, and so this, you're like walking right into a trap. They've got it all set up now where you cannot get a fair trial in court. It's just absolutely impossible. And the judges say, if you even mention the name God, we'll hold you for contempt of court and push you in jail right away. Okay, so this is just a little bit of education for you. I understand. That's why there's several people that have written me since I've exposed the courts and the system, the Antichrist system, over the air and in my literature. Several people that were railroaded into prison for falsely, for murder and things like that, have written me, and I've actually sent money for their defense. And there's some of them that I actually believe that they are in there on false charges. So anyway, so much for that on this program. I could go on and on with all the different people that have been coming against us and had in that past court case. So, you know, a word. I think there's so many different exposés on that now that it seems that the general public would believe it, but people that are anti-Christ and that hate Christian and hate my literature because it's so strong and it's exposing their the evils that they do, like lesbianism and homosexuality. I've got the entire homosexual and lesbian community against me. And there's a bunch of Jew haters, and I'm Jewish, and that's against me. And then there's a whole bunch of Muslims that hate Christians and hate white people and Jews. Kill the Jews, and the Catholics hate the Jews, and all these people team up against you. And, you know, you've got to have the grace, the power of God on your side, or otherwise, you know, you'd be dead. But this is a build-up. There are other, all the other organizations, religious organizations that I expose, like the Buddhists, the Muslims, the Catholics, the Shintoism, all these different, the Baptists, the Mormons, the Latter-day Saints, that call the temple that they built the temple of God when actually we're the temple of God. All these people are against me. So I'm standing alone fighting this, and I'd really love to have your support. Some of these people I've won to the Lord, like John Peeler, who is with the government. He stepped out of the government because of my literature, and he was thrilled to death to see it. He says, but you've only touched the tip of the iceberg. And all the, there's many people that have written me that I've know a lot about the things that are going on in government, coming from Rome, and the government, the Antichrist movement, and the media. And they say, you've only touched the tip of the iceberg. There's so much guttural, evil, wicked things. And they all say that the government, they agree with me, that the government from Rome is the mafia and the news media. They're just in there twisting and turning everything. It's like a huge serpent. And we all you people that really know the Lord, you need to pray with us, you know, that that's our only hope, is to pray to God and get God, and pray to God that he will move against this serpent and destroy it in the name of Jesus. If it takes more tsunamis, if it takes to twist the earth again, if what Hal Lindsey says is the truth, well then, Lord, twist it. Amen? Because yeah, they're twisted. All right? Okay, so what else does this young man want to know?
And should we be as the Jehovah's Witnesses?
No, you'd never want to be like the Jehovah's Witnesses. They say there's no hell. Well, if there's no hell, then I'll join those bunch of the government, you know, because they don't care if they go to hell. But I've seen it in visions and dreams. Now, that is a real bad organization, because they tell you there's no hell, and they say it's a Sheol and all this stuff. But the Bible plainly states in the book of Revelations that the smoke of their torment shall go up from the lake of fire forever and ever. So, God says it, and God has shown myself and many other people visions of hell. So it exists. And the Jehovah's Witnesses are a cult. You talk about cult. If they're going to hell for lying and saying there's no hell, then they're going to go to the same hell that all the rest of the Antichrists are going to hell for. For coming, twisting the word of God to mean something else. And anyway, this guy that was the team captain of the jury that I was, that railroaded me in, he'd keep winking at Jeff Dickstein, my attorney, and saying, everything's okay, everything's okay. And he was in there. I found out later from a black woman that was on the jury. She said that guy was maligning us like crazy, because I knew that Jeff Dickstein should not have appointed him as the leader. And I told Jeff, these guys are a total cult, and they know I've been calling them a cult. And he joined them. Jeff Dickstein joined that cult after I won him to the Lord. And what he did was he was undermining us. And there was one black lady in there that said, Tony Alamo is of the Lord, and I'm not. It was a hung jury. And I told, the judge asked me, well, do you want to make a new trial? And I said, yes. And Jeff Dickstein said, no, because he said, it's hung in our favor. And I said, look, man, I want to end this trial right now, because I don't believe it is. There was 11 people that this man talked against me, and that one black woman was the only one that was for me. And Jeff Dickstein sold myself into prison, because he was afraid to go to prison himself for 13 years, and maybe more because of the book that he wrote. All right? I mean, you know, there's nothing going to happen favorably for me if I keep these things in my head or privately. I want to just show you, expose to you the different things that the government, and they actually come against your attorney and threaten them. The judge even called me before the trial saying, you know, this Jeff Dickstein has got 13 counts of Internal Revenue Service fraud, and he's going to, and also he wrote that book, and we can come against him and tell him that we're going to put him in prison, and he'll sell you down the tubes. He and the district attorney from the IRS told me the same thing, but Jeff Dixon said, I'll never do that to you, Tony. Did I not win this one case for you? Didn't I win this case for you before? Which was saying that I was going to kidnap a judge. I'm blind. And they say that I'm a sex maniac. I've got a 90% blockage in my heart. I've got diabetes, and I'm 71 and a half years old. How could I be a stinking sex maniac? You know, come on, put two and two together, all right? For God's sake. You know, they've accused me of everything, wanting to kidnap a Judge Morris Arnold, this judge, and that I was going to hang him or something. I mean, I can't even see hardly to do that, you know? For God's sake, give me a break, will you? All right? You stinking devil. All right, now what else does the man ask here?
Jehovah's Witnesses do not involve themselves in political process.
Well, good for them. But they still say that there's no hell, and they say many other false things. That's one of the most diabolical cults that there is. You say, well, I mean, people say you're a cult, too. Yes, but show me where I'm a cult. Show me, I mean, legitimately. Show me the scriptures that I'm saying that are wrong. Nobody says that and can win against me because I'm preaching it identical to the way it is in the Bible. All right, then what else?
Should women pastor churches?
If they're anointed by the Holy Spirit, yes. There was a donkey in the Bible that was anointed by the Holy Spirit, and God was talking right from his mouth. And the man should have listened to him. Amen?
Amen.
So, I mean, if a woman is anointed by the Holy Spirit, I see a lot of them that are not, and they shouldn't be up there at all. And I see a lot of men that shouldn't be up there preaching as well. But my wife Susie was anointed by the Holy Spirit, and she won a lot of souls. And she had been a pastor, and she was the one that... that the Lord said for me to listen to, and I did. I listened to her, and I learned a lot from her, from the way that the church structure is today, and the government, and everything else. And they're trying to say that since Susie died, I went berserk, and I started coming. Susie was totally against the Antichrist cult. The church in Rome, and the one world government, and the media. She's the one that taught me all this stuff, amen? Mm-hmm. But I researched it out, and I studied it now for 41 and a half years. And I know that what she was teaching me is the absolute truth. Not only that, but God has shown me signs, wonders, visions, and dreams about this bunch of people. And told me things that were going to come to pass, that we're going to have tremendous difficulty. And like my nephew told me, that these government agents are going around and telling us that, telling people, going from one police department to the other, to tell them that we're communists. And man, we're the last thing from communists. We were telling people, protect your local police. And Susie had me join the John Birch Society. And I found out later that this John Birch Society is another Catholic front to make people believe that the Catholics are the trouble. And that the Russians are the trouble, and the Chinese are the trouble, and the Arabs are... They're all being pushed into this... their scare tactics, their smoke screens to take the blame off the Vatican. But the Vatican is the bottom line. That's where everything is coming from. And now they're using Bush, because Bush is not bright. He's not a very bright boy. And Reagan and people like that, neither one of them were very bright. Well, you know, 45 minutes has gone, has vanished here of me telling you some of these, answering some of these questions. I was going to get into the 25th chapter of the book of Matthew, you know, and but these are things that you need to know, because if you don't know these things, then you probably are not praying against these things. Because this could happen to you. If you're not part of the Antichrist regime, if you're not part of the Vatican or the government or the media, then if you're not deceived, well, they're going to come after you, okay? They're coming after the most powerful preachers in the world, and I believe that I'm the most powerful.
Amen.
I'm the one that's really pulling the lid off this bunch of devils, because that's what they are. Okay, now what's the next question this guy has?
I cannot find one scripture to support the celebration of Christmas.
So what? And then what else does he say?
Jesus never accepted honor from men.
Oh, he didn't. You got some scriptures here?
Sure.
Say, sir, you are a little off base here, but we work by the scriptures. Okay, read some of them real fast, like, because the Lord has had me move on this situation here for several minutes, 45 minutes already. Okay, come on.
2 Peter 1, verse 17. For he received from God the Father honor and glory when there came such a voice to him from the excellent glory, "This is my beloved Son in whom I am well pleased."
Right, and Jesus said, he says, if you love me, keep my commandments. For if you don't, he said, if you keep not my commandments, then he says, I do not love you. See, you are my friend if you keep all my commandments. Only if you do. Now, that means if you're not keeping the Lord's commandments, you stand to go to hell. You will go to hell. You positively will, because you're not his friend then. He says, all those that are not with me are against me. So that means you're honoring him by doing all those things. All things were made by him and for him. Everything in the whole universe was made by Christ, the Word of God. Then what?
For the Father judgeth no man, but hath committed all judgment unto the Son, that all men should honor the Son.
Okay, so why is it the Bible says that to honor the Son, honor Jesus, then he says that Jesus doesn't want anybody to honor him? If he didn't want you to honor him, then why would he say, that my sheep hear my voice, and another will they not follow? You have to follow him, and if you follow him, you're honoring him. Amen?
Amen.
You are my friend if and only if you keep all my commandments. That means you have to honor what he says. Amen?
Amen.
Then what else?
Even as they honor the Father, he that honoreth not the Son honoreth not the Father which hath sent him.
Okay, so if you, a person, don't honor Jesus, then you're not honoring the Father God. Okay? And there, how many other scriptures do you find? Yeah, come on.
About 20.
About 20 more scriptures that you should honor. You must honor the Son.
If any man serve me, let him follow me, and where I am, there shall also my servant be. If any man serve me, him will my Father honor.
Yes. So you must honor. If you serve the Lord, that means you're honoring him, and the Lord will honor you. So this man is off base when he says that. Amen?
Amen.
We've got about another 20, and we just did this in about 5 minutes. Now let her come in and read some more of what this guy is saying. So, sir, you're off base there by saying that the Lord doesn't want you to honor him, because he most certainly does. Where'd you learn that? From the Catholic cult? Then what else?
What does the Scripture say about Christmas?
The Scripture says that Jesus was born on Christmas Day. Amen?
Amen.
Does it say Christmas Day? No, but it says Christ was born in Bethlehem of Judea. And I think that it's honoring, I like to remember the Lord every day of the week. Every day of the year. But still, I think it's nice, because people honor demons on Halloween. So we need to have a day to honor the Lord's birth also. Amen?
Amen.
What's wrong with that? Okay? And the world is honoring devils every day. But we, who are born of the Spirit, honor the Lord every day. Amen?
Amen.
And when it comes to be the 25th of December, I'm going to honor the Lord by just because it doesn't say that. It doesn't say about Halloween either, does it, in the Bible? But why you people do it? Amen?
Amen.
It doesn't say the Easter Bunny or Santa Claus either, but why you people do that? Why? Okay? Why don't we, but it does say that Christ was born, amen, and
amen.
I'm going to honor his birth, all right?
Amen.
And I'm honoring the birth of the Lord in my spirit. By the Holy Spirit, the Lord with the Father came into me by the Spirit. God lives in me, and you can have God's life living in you as well. Then next question.
I have preached that tithing is not commanded for the New Testament church, which began in the book of Acts.
Well, go ahead.
Because we are under grace to give out of love.
We are under power, that means. we're under power, and we're power. We're under the power of the Holy Spirit, and the Holy Spirit tells us that if we don't give to the cause of the Lord to spread the gospel throughout the world, that we're robbing God. Amen?
Amen.
And that we give out of love. Well, what is love, sir? I'll tell you what the Bible says love is. The Bible says that love is the keeping of God's commandments. And if you break one of them, you've broken them all.
Amen.
So it does say to tithe. And Jesus said, the Apostle Paul also said, gather in the tithes into the house of God. Amen?
Amen.
It says it's really in the New Testament. You better read the Bible, sir. Okay, well, that's about as much. What's the next question here?
I use 7 Bibles to do my studying, and at times I have a problem with all of them.
Well, there might be, because there's more than 7 bad Bibles today. But the best one is the King James Version, and then the Aramaic is the other one. Who wrote that Aramaic?
Lampsa.
Lampsa's Aramaic Bible is a good one to study. And then the original Hellenic Greek and the original Hebrew. So original Hebrew, Greek, and Aramaic, which is done in English so you can understand it. And also the King James Version is the one we use. I use those 4. I stay away from all the other versions because they're not of the Lord. They say that the government... the Antichrist government is the one that is the ruler, and they're not. All right, they rule for Satan here in this world, but we rule for the Lord Jesus Christ in this world. It's completely two different entities. And Sharon, come forward now, and we'll start reading from the 25th chapter of the book of Matthew. Read verse 29 there. Verse 29 chapter 24. Keep going. Come on.
Immediately after the tribulation of those days...
Immediately after the tribulation of those days, then what?
Shall the sun be darkened, and the moon shall not give her light, and the stars shall fall from heaven, and the powers of the heavens shall be shaken.
Right. Then what?
And then shall appear the sign of the Son of Man in heaven.
Right.
And then shall all the tribes of the earth mourn. And they shall see the Son of Man coming in the clouds
of
heaven.
Okay, so they'll see Jesus coming in the clouds of heaven. That is immediately after the tribulations, not before the tribulations, all right?
Right.
Now, go to the 25th chapter. Now, so, read that.
Then shall the kingdom of heaven be likened unto 10 virgins.
Right, 10 virgins. 5 of them are wise and 5 are foolish. The 5 that are foolish will be left behind, and the 5 wise ones will go up into the kingdom of heaven with the Lord. Amen?
Amen.
See, this is following the actual sequence of the 24th chapter of Matthew, where it says the Lord's not going to come before the tribulation. He comes immediately afterwards, and then the kingdom of heaven will be composed of the wise ones that had oil in them, the Holy Spirit in them. All right? Isn't this the exact sequence? Isn't this what it's saying?
Yes.
Amen. So
Amen.
All the people that are preaching that the Lord's going to come and get you before the tribulations, they're Satan's preachers, okay? There's just nothing more to say about it. I'm reading Bible to you. I'm not making up my own doctrine. Okay, then what?
10 virgins which took their lamps and went forth to meet the bridegroom. And 5 of
them went forth to meet the bridegroom. He's coming back to earth. Amen?
Amen.
Right then and there. Okay, right after the tribulation. So the 5, they go out to meet the bridegroom. Then what?
And 5 of them were wise, and 5 were foolish.
Go ahead. Keep going.
They that were foolish took their lamps and took no oil with them.
They were foolish. They didn't walk in the Spirit. And there's no condemnation to those that walk in the Spirit. Those are the wise ones. So when you see the time of the Lord coming, and you know that all the signs are here now, if you read the Bible, and if you listen to my tapes and read my literature, well, then you know that this is a time, more than any other time, to get yourself with the Spirit of the Lord in you. Amen?
Amen.
The oil, which is symbolized in the Bible by the oil. Then what?
But the wise took oil in their vessels with their lamps.
They took the Spirit within them. with their lamps so that they could see spiritual things. And the unwise ones, they couldn't see spiritual things because they had not the Spirit of God to be able to see the spiritual things. I see that my time is up. And if you want to see spiritually, you know, you that are not, that you don't have the Spirit of God in you, you can't see the things that I can see, or the people that the Lord can see, the people that have the Spirit of God in them. But you can see the Bible. That's why the Bible says that you're blind and you're following blind leaders, and all of you are going to fall in the ditch. Amen?
Amen.
But the Bible says to have the Spirit of God in you, the Spirit of wisdom, knowledge, understanding, the seven spirits of God. All right? The fear of the Lord. If you don't have that, then you don't have the Spirit of the Lord. All right. And and you can have the Spirit of God in you, the seven spirits, and you just have to, first step, though, is to receive the Lord Jesus Christ in your heart with his Father by the Spirit. And you do that by saying this prayer. Father, my Lord and my God, I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of the living God, and I believe that he died on the cross and shed his precious blood for the forgiveness of all my filthy sins. And I believe that God raised Jesus from the dead by the power of the Holy Spirit. I open the door of my heart, and I invite you into my heart, Lord Jesus. Wash all my filthy sins away in the precious blood that you shed for me. You will not turn me away, Lord Jesus. You will save my soul. I know because your word says so. Your word says you'll turn no one away, and that includes me. Therefore, I know you've heard me, and I know you've answered me, and I know I'm saved. And I thank you, Lord Jesus, for saving my soul. Now, if you'd just praise and thank the Lord. Now, thank you, Jesus. Praise the Lord. And if you'd like to have a copy of this tape or CD, it's ask for program number 144 and specify whether you want tape or CD, and here's how to receive it.
Go to alamoministries.com or write at Tony Alamo Christian Ministries, P.O. Box 6467, Texarkana, Texas 75505, or call area code 479-782-7370 or fax area code 479-782-7406.
Okay, we're living in the very last moments of time, and the Lord's going to come. The tribulations are going to start picking up. They're going to be accelerated. Pretty soon, the tsunamis are going to get worse. The earthquakes are going to get worse. They're trying to tell everybody that the earthquakes are much. This is what Hal Lindsey said, that you could call and try to investigate it, but they say, nah, it's not as bad. Naturally, Satan's agents are busy at work telling you it's not as bad as it seems. But make sure you turn in. I'm going to do some research on this. My people are going to do it. And I'm going to tell you whether Hale Lindsey, in this regard that he was talking about, is right or wrong. Until then, this is, you know, you tune in tomorrow so that you can hear part 43 of How to Have God's Life Living in You. Until then, this is World Pastor Tony Alamo saying God bless you and praise the Lord. Amen.